Time now for a check of sports here on KJN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJN Sports. It's being brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Now take a look at sports for you here this morning on KJN, and we'll start off with high school football action and notes for you as the quarterfinal round continues here tonight, and that'll be in classes 1A, 2A, and 3A, and here's a look at the schedule around the state. Here in our local area in Class 1A, it'll be St. Albert on the road at Logan Magnolia here tonight as St. Albert won that regular season matchup as they bring their 11-0 record into that ballgame. Also in 1A, West Lyon is at Emmitsburg, Appington Parkersburg is at St. Ansgar, and Albernett will be at West Branch. In Class 2A, Spirit Lake brings their undefeated 11-0 record to Kemper Catholic tonight in Carroll, as Kemper Catholic 10-1 on the year. Also in Class 2A, West Marshall is at PCM in a battle of undefeateds. At the Unidome, it'll be Clarion Goldfield taking on Dyersville Beckman. And also tonight, Iowa City Regina and Mediapolis play in a game of unbeatens as well. In Class 3A, it is Boyden Hole Rock Valley bringing their undefeated 11-0 record to Harlan, who has an 8-3 record on the year. That'll be played up at Merrill Field tonight. West Delaware is at Decorah. Also in 3A, it's Maquoketa Union, and Pella is at ADM. And all those games and all those classes kick off at 7 o'clock here tonight around the area. Now, we mentioned one of those games going on pretty close here to us up in Harlan tonight as the Class 3A quarterfinal round continues. The second-ranked Boyden Hole Rock Valley will bring that undefeated record to take on playoff veteran Harlan here tonight. And Boyden Hole Rock Valley coach Corey Brandt says that the Nighthawks need to focus on this game and not necessarily on Harlan's tradition. Brandt says this has not been a typical season for Harlan, but says as Harlan is moving the football in a different manner here this season as well.
They don't run you over as much as they used to. I mean, they still can run the ball with some effectiveness, but the pass sets up the run. They've got one heck of a quarterback in Osborne, and he does an outstanding job of evading people and then getting the ball off and unbelievable passes to get a lot of kids, and they got a bunch of kids that can catch it too.
Harlan finished the regular season 6-3, but Coach Kurt Blatt says his team has made a lot of progress.
We played some pretty tough teams, and a few times we made a few mistakes, and when you make mistakes against tough teams, you end up on the short end of the stick. So it's very uncharacteristic, but the kids have played hard, and that's all we ask them to do. So we'll see how it works out for tonight.
Blatt says he is impressed with the Nighthawk defense.
They're just very quick, and they just swarm to the football. You're going to get whacked, and they really produce a lot of turnovers, and it's quite evident watching the film that they're very active at that. So we're going to have to guard against it, and I don't know if you can guard completely against it, but we'll try to do our best.
And Blatt also says that the Harlan defense will have a tough chore tonight.
They don't huddle very often, and they spread people out all over the field, so locating the primary receivers and the people that we need to keep an eye on is going to be a difficult task for us.
Once again, that game kicks off at 7 o'clock tonight up in Harlan. Moving on to get you some notes from the college basketball world, as believe it or not, exhibition play got underway yesterday for most of the teams here in the state. The Iowa basketball team broke open a close game in the second half and route to a 79-59 victory over Northwest Missouri State in that exhibition game yesterday, a game you could have heard here on KJN. Senior guard Matt Gatens led the Hawks with 17 points.
That was a good effort by us. Saw some things we need to work on the defensive end, and need to rebound the ball a little bit better and come out ready to play right off the bat. But came out better in the second half, and it was a better performance.
Gatens feels the program can make big strides this season. It begins on Friday against Chicago State.
It's crazy how fast it goes, but I'm just attacking this year with no regrets. It's my last time around, and I want to go out with some more success, and that's what I'm trying to rally these guys up. And I think the rest of us seniors feel the same way, and the older guys. We've been through a lot, and we're trying to get this program back where it needs to be. And this is a good start, but on Friday, it's for keeps, and we're getting ready for that.
The Iowa State men's basketball team also went wire-to-wire yesterday in their 77-62 win over Grand Valley State inside of Hilton Coliseum. Sophomore Melvin Edgem paced the Cyclones with a game-high 26 points on 8-of-10 shooting in front of 13,221 fans. The Toronto native also registered a team-high tying 8 rebounds. Junior Chris Babb and sophomore Royce White each chipped in for 14 points in the winning effort. Those are two of the transfers that begin their first season for Iowa State. Babb tied Edgem for the team lead in rebounds with 8. White notched 7 rebounds and also had 4 assists. Taking a look at some of the women's basketball scores here over the weekend. As the Iowa women, it was a tale of two halves for them Sunday during their 65-51 exhibition win over visiting Winona State. During the first 20 minutes, the Hawkeyes shot 26% from the field and scored 19 points. In the second half, Iowa shot 56% and scored 46 points. Coach Lisa Bluter said it's a good thing it's a tale of two halves in each ball game, and said they had the jitters coming out to start the first half and were pretty anxious to get on the floor. Samantha Logic paced Iowa with 16 points, 6 steals, 6 assists, and 4 rebounds. For the Iowa State women, Hallie Christofferson and Chelsea Poppins each scored 17 points as Iowa State cruised past Rockhurst 79-29 in a women's basketball exhibition on Sunday at Hilton Coliseum. Christofferson shot 6 of 7 from the field and grabbed 5 rebounds for the Cyclones, who put the game out of reach with a 17-0 run in the second half. 11 players scored for the Cyclones, who connected on 12 three-pointers. Christofferson and Kelsey Harris led the way with 3 three-pointers each. And the UNI women, Amber Kirschenbaum, scored 18 points and grabbed 12 rebounds as Northern Iowa defeated visiting Maryville 84-49 in that exhibition contest. Caitlin Oney shot 4 three-pointers on the way to 14 points. Brooke Brown and Brittany Donaldson each came off the bench to score 11. K.K. Armstrong finished with 11 rebounds, 9 points, and 3 steals. And Maryville was held to 26% field goal shooting. Northern Iowa opens the season at 8:30 on Friday at home against Colorado State. Moving on to some notes here for you from the NFL. Matt Moore threw for 244 yards and 3 touchdowns. Reggie Bush had 92 yards rushing and another score. And the Miami Dolphins won their first game of the season in a big way, 31-3 over the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. And Miami and Indianapolis had been the winless teams left in the NFL, but the Dolphins had come close to breaking through the past 2 weeks. They blew a 15-point lead in an overtime loss to Denver and a 7-point lead last week against the New York Giants. Matt Cassel was just 20 of 39 for 253 yards for Kansas City, who falls to 4-4. But due to other results on Sunday as well, the Chiefs do stay in a tie for the AFC West lead because both San Diego and Oakland lost over the weekend as well. In those other ball games, the last time the New York Giants faced the New England Patriots, Eli Manning threw a go-ahead touchdown pass to Plaxico Burress with 35 seconds left to give the Big Blue the 2008 Super Bowl. The stakes were smaller on Sunday afternoon, but the outcome was similar as Manning threw a 1-yard touchdown pass to tight end Jake Ballard with 15 seconds remaining to lift the Giants past the Pats 24-20. Aaron Rodgers was almost perfect in helping Green Bay stay perfect as he completed 21 of 26 passes for 247 yards and 4 touchdowns to lead the 8-0 Packers to a win at San Diego by a score of 45-38. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Sunday night game saw Joe Flacco's 26-yard touchdown pass to Torrey Smith with 8 seconds remaining, giving Baltimore a 23-20 triumph at Pittsburgh in a sweep of its 2 games with the Steelers. Also, the Bengals have their first 5-game winning streak since 1988 after Andy Dalton passed for 217 yards and 3 touchdowns in a 24-17 triumph at Tennessee. Denver improved to 3-5 by scoring the last 24 points in a 38-24 win over the 4-4 Oakland Raiders. The Dolphins snapped the Chiefs' 4-game winning streak, as we mentioned. And the Colts dropped to 0-9 with a 31-7 loss to visiting Atlanta. Matt Ryan led the Falcons to their third straight victory with 275 yards passing and 3 touchdowns, just 1 interception. Drew Brees passed for 258 yards and 2 touchdowns. New Orleans gained 195 yards on the ground in a 27-16 victory over Tampa Bay. San Francisco makes it 6 in a row and 7 out of 8 this season with a 19-11 road victory over the Washington Redskins. Houston piled up a franchise record 261 yards on the ground in a 30-12 win over visiting Cleveland. The Jets extended their winning streak to 3 with a 27-11 win on the Bills' home field and are tied with AFC East rival Buffalo at 5-3. Tony Romo threw for a pair of touchdowns in the second half, and the defense was solid throughout, lifting Dallas to a 23-13 victory over the Seattle Seahawks. And Arizona rallied for a 19-13 overtime win against St. Louis as Patrick Peterson won it by returning a punt 99 yards for a touchdown, with just 157 gone in overtime. The 1-7 Rams own the NFC's worst record after allowing Larry Fitzgerald's game-tying touchdown reception with under 5 minutes left in regulation in that football game. And the Monday night game tonight is the Chicago Bears taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. I'll have more sports after this time out.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
And taking a look now at shakeup in college football with the BCS and the top 25 polls coming out here over the weekend after the weekend's games. In the BCS standings, LSU remains the top team, with Oklahoma State climbing to second following the Cowboys' win over Kansas State and Alabama's 9-6 overtime loss to the top spots Tigers. The Crimson Tide are third, followed by Stanford in fourth, Boise State in fifth, Oklahoma and Oregon follow there. LSU and Oklahoma State are 1-2 in the latest Associated Press football poll, ahead of Stanford and Alabama and Boise State. In that top 25 football poll, after that 9-6 victory over Bama in a 1-2 matchup, the LSU strengthened its grip on the top spot. The Tigers picked up 59 of 60 first-place votes in this week after improving to 9-0. The 8-1 Crimson Tide slips two spots to number 4. Undefeated Oklahoma State moves up a slot to number 2 for its highest-ever ranking, while unbeaten Stanford itches up to number 3. Boise State got the remaining first-place vote and remains entrenched at number 5. Oregon, Oklahoma, Arkansas are still 6, 7, and 8, while Clemson and Virginia Tech round out the top 10. The Southeastern Conference has released a statement saying the conference's presidents and chancellors are acting unanimously and announcing that Missouri will join the league effective July 1st of 2012. Missouri will be leaving the Big 12. The addition of Mizzou will increase SEC's membership to 14 schools, and that includes Texas A&M, which announced last month it was also leaving the Big 12 for the SEC. Penn State football coach Joe Paterno says he's shocked by sexual abuse charges brought against former defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky and deeply saddened by the allegations. In a statement issued by his son Scott, Joe Pa says he's troubled that someone he thought he knew may have harmed young people. Paterno also referred to his grand jury testimony in which he testified that he was informed by an assistant coach in 2002 that he had witnessed an incident in the shower of the team locker room. Prosecutors have said Paterno had passed on the information to the athletic director, Tim Curley. Curley and another school administrator have been charged with covering up Sandusky's actions and are expected to turn themselves into authorities here today. Sandusky is free on $100,000 bond. Players say they won't accept David Stern's latest offer, as they've given the union until Wednesday to accept a deal that offers players up to 51% of basketball-related income, a figure the union insists is fiction. Regardless, it will drop to 47% Wednesday if players don't accept the current offer by the league-imposed deadline. Union President Derek Fisher calls Stern's proposal an ultimatum that is not acceptable to the players. The offer came following hours of negotiations over the weekend. And just 3 points separate Carl Edwards and Tony Stewart in NASCAR's chase for the championship with two races remaining. Stewart closed the gap by winning the Texas 500, finishing 1.092 seconds ahead of Edwards. It was Stewart's second straight victory and fourth in the first 8 chase events, pushing him 30 points ahead of Kevin Harvick for runner-up status heading into Phoenix next weekend. Casey Kane finished third, followed by Matt Kenseth and Greg Biffle. That's a look at the latest sports this hour here on KJN. Sports was brought to you here this time around by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.